The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 132, The Crowded City.
I said stop right there. This is a secure area. I have the authority to shoot you if necessary.
And it will be your last act, my friend.
A Jubitan? I don't understand. Only Rage has Jubitans.
I see that you bear the mark of a Rage soldier. Allow me to remove my cloak.
Lord Zokar? Vice Supreme Controller of Rage? My lord, forgive me. I did not recognize you.
Rise, and I am no longer Vice Supreme Controller. I am your Supreme Controller.
And what of Master Lister?
He is no longer Master. He grew weak and was outcast. He has returned here to mobilize an army.
An army? Here? There is no army left. After our defeat, many migrated here to the Western Continent to blend in and hide from the IDF.
Hiding? I see. What are you doing here?
I work for the mining company as a security guard. There's nothing left here to mine, but the company doesn't want squatters on their land.
I see. So you shoo away the flies. Such a noble job for a former Rage soldier.
After the battle and defeat at Titan III, many of us migrated here to avoid trial as war criminals. Times were very hard. We took what jobs we could get. The government here is almost non-existent, so we could easily assimilate. And who are you?
I am Mandu, pilot of the former battleship Prometheus. Personal guard to the Supreme Controller.
The new Supreme Controller, I take it.
The only one. Now, how many of you are here in hiding?
Perhaps 1,000. But we have assimilated into the population. We have families and jobs.
And you know nothing about a gathering of troops to join Lister.
I know nothing, Lord Zokar. But if you want to know what is going on, I suggest you contact Colonel Zandu.
Zandu? My former brigade commander?
The same. If anyone would know about such a plan, it would be the colonel.
Where can we find him?
He has a safe house on the northeast section of town.
A safe house?
There are always new soldiers arriving here. They need a place to assimilate. Zandu gets them new identities, a job, and living quarters.
That is very generous of him. What does he get in return?
Once they are employed, he gets a small allotment from them.
Only a small allotment?
With over 1,000 former soldiers here, that adds up to make him the wealthiest man in Tyrannus.
And I suppose they also owe him a debt of gratitude.
They are loyal. And before you ask, I made it on my own.
Yes, that is quite obvious. We'll need a mode of transportation to get us to the safe house.
Is it your purpose to bring harm to Zandu?
Only if he interferes. My intent is to end Lister's pathetic attempt to bring a coup upon Rage.
Stay with your shuttle. It is not safe to venture into town after dark. The IDF enforces a curfew because of the lawlessness. They pay former Rage soldiers to work as patrol guards, and these guards will shoot on sight.
Wait, you are telling us that the IDF is paying Rage soldiers to police the streets at night?
Ironic, isn't it? Our former soldiers passing themselves off as citizens of Tyrannus, guarding the streets for our enemy.
If they see me, their former co-leader, they will not shoot.
That is something you cannot chance. Besides, there will be no one to find. Wait until daylight, and I will return with transportation.
Very well, but we move at daybreak. It is time for his reign to end permanently.
Halt. Set up a frontal defense. There's the aircraft.
I will scan with my infrared. There is one life form present. Engines are mostly cool. I would say that this craft landed at midday. This is definitely a C-10 from the IDF fleet.
My intel was that the IDF was doing field exercises. I can see how they were able to acquire this aircraft. These exercises are never perfect. Confusion is SOP.
I will go and subdue the sentry. Stay here until I summon you. We will need to spend the night in the aircraft. This place is far too dangerous at night to be out.
Keep a sharp lookout for movement.
The bounty hunter is right. Death is a certainty here at night.
Do you think Lister will move about tonight?
No. There is a bounty on the heads of curfew violators. Monetary units in this town speak louder than any loyalty. Lister would bring them a million unit payout.
Garcia, come in.
Garcia here. Go ahead.
You need to expedite your exit from the city. Follow my signal. We found the C-10.
Roger that. We heard this place is a ghost town at night. And if you don't leave, you'll be the next ghost.
That's what we heard, so move out.
We're out of here.
I am surprised that the ship is guarded by only one sentry.
They are most likely counting on the curfew to keep people at home. Still, I'd feel better if we set up a perimeter when we get there.
I do understand your military instincts, Major, but these vigilantes will take your people out at long range. The C-10 will provide all the protection we will need.
I take it I'm not going to change your mind.
Let's just say I speak from experience. There is a signal.
The sentry will be out until morning. I think we all need to be inside tonight.
I'll take that into advisement. We'll set up a rotating watch. I see the aircraft has a top cupola.
At this point, let's just hope we can get in.
And nothing else is waiting for us. Clear. It's been a long time since I've been in an ancient craft like this.
Reciprocating engines. Conventional flight. This is why we easily defeated Titan's army.
Primitive, yes, but it will do the job. This aircraft can easily transport a company of soldiers.
Carlos, man the cupola and watch for Garcia.
Yeah, roger that, sir.
So what's our move tomorrow?
The lieutenant here is going to lead us to the safe house. Your people will surround it and we'll go in as rage soldiers.
And if there's trouble?
Then we'll take care of it.
I don't like losing control.
I thought Lord Zokar sent your team here to support Jaffra.
Yes, they were, but you shouldn't expect anything less from the elite guard. It's their nature to take charge.
Forgive me, Jaffra, but it's true. Giving up command is difficult for me. We will set up a perimeter defense and wait for your signal.
Hey, Major. Garcia and Smitty are approaching.
Copy that. Garcia is the one you'll need to convince. It's hard to keep her out of a good firefight.
Captain, we're coming into the range of Wi-Fi's ship as ordered.
Very well. Once we're in scan range, come to all stop.
What do you think they're doing?
I think they're on the surface, looking for Lister. If I were Wi-Fi, I'd want to make sure we were all destroyed. I would have orbited the planet to make sure.
In range. Initiating scan.
We'll need to be ready for a high-speed exit, just in case.
I don't think that will be necessary. The ship is in free drift, engines are shut down, and they are maintaining orbit with thrusters only.
Wi-Fi's gone to the surface in his shuttle.
That's crazy. He and Lister are both on the planet's most wanted list. We may not have to worry about either one of them. If they don't kill each other, the people of Titan IV will.
What's the fighter status? Can you tell?
We know that one went to the surface with us, leaving two with the ship.
All right. Let's back down. Put the horizon between us. The last thing I want to do is stir a bee's nest.
Bees?
Like Zorns. The last thing we need is to get stung.
Firing retro bursts. How far back do you want to go?
Just out of their range.
We're clear. Sir, we have a recorded message from Baldabar HQ.
Go ahead and replay.
Nate, I have sent Agent Tony Simon and a Hungan named Sam to Titan IV's western continent. I'm hoping that you get this message, as the last communication that we had with Titan IV was that your ship was destroyed. Simon's mission is to track down Lister and rescue the crew of the Ulysses. If you are alive and Major Witt and his team, along with the Jaffra, were able to continue their mission, we have two teams on the mission. Notify Witt that Simon may be entering his theater of operations. He can contact him of Tactical Code 1 Alpha. That is all.
Sounds like Tyrannus is going to be a little crowded.
At least we have already sent that message to Baldabar. They should be receiving it about now as well.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to wrap my head around a Hongan helping Simon. This is getting as complicated as a daytime soap.
A soap, sir?
I'll explain later. We need to prepare an encrypted message for Witt. The only way he can get around down there is to go undercover, so he could be posing as Rage. For right now, inform him that Simon's in theater and he can be reached on TACCOM Alpha. He'll just have to find a way to contact him at that distance.
Roger that.
This whole thing is a recipe for disaster. There are four different groups, all looking for each other, and we're sitting up here twiddling our thumbs.
Doing what to our thumbs?
It just means we have nothing to do. Although, I have a feeling things could change rapidly.
You mean go south in a heartbeat?
What? How'd you come up with that?
Well, I've been watching some of your Planet 310 movies. What do you think I'd do to pass the time on some of these long trips?
Hey, I can also turn you on to some killer music.
Roger that.
Let's prep for the possibility of re-entry. I want to be ready in case we're needed.
Sir, do you really have music for killing?
Wait. Wait. Wake up. Quiet. It's close to dawn. Come outside with me.
What's happening? Why the whispering?
Just come with me. Garcia was on watch and got a message from Nate. It seems Agent Tony Simon is here on Titan 4.
Tony? Here?
The message said that he is here on the Western Continent looking for Lister and the Ulysses crew.
Makes sense. For all they know, we were all lost in that explosion Nate staged.
His message said that the Mercury and its crew were presumed dead, but in case we survived, we could contact Tony on Tactical Com 1 Alpha.
That frequency has a low range. If he's on the coast, it won't reach. What we can do is send him a message in text format. That way, whenever he comes within range, he'll receive it.
Well, that's a start, but personally, I see no reason for him to be here.
Remember, they think we were all killed in the explosion.
So let the message read, we're alive and well, and we're continuing with the mission, so go back home.
Sounds like the bounty hunter in you talking, Jabra.
Maybe it is. Maybe I don't need a second-rate bounty hunter moving in on me.
You do know he is here as an IDF operative, and not as a bounty hunter.
We are quite capable of doing this on our own. We are, after all, supposed to be Rage operatives. Well, we wouldn't be able to openly work with him.
Looks like our message will have to wait. Here comes the lieutenant.
I suppose you elite guard like to get an early start, but it won't be safe out here until the sun rises.
We are actually out here to see the sunrise.
That is peculiar.
Although the Major has had many battles on many planets, he's never been on a reverse-rotating planet.
I understand that western sky sunrises are quite spectacular, especially with a ringed moon.
I've been to Titan IV many times. I suppose I'm just used to it.
So, Lieutenant, what is our plan this morning?
Your soldiers, Garcia and Smith, were able to track Lister to Colonel Zandu's safe house. We need to head out within the next few minutes and be on guard for vigilante curfew sentries. Hopefully we can get there before Lister moves out.
Where do you think they'll be going?
Up the coast to the heavily forested area. That's where they will have the best chance of finding former Rage soldiers.
Would we be better off flying up there and wait in ambush for them?
If, and I emphasize if, that is where they are going. Landing areas up there are few and far between. What clearings there are farmed by locals, who are either former Rage members or those that support them.
I propose we first attempt to make contact at the safe house. Things will become too complicated if they get into town. The last thing we need is collateral damage. That will bring the IDF here, and we don't need them.
I agree. We must maintain a low profile.
Everyone, check your weapons. Carlos on point. Garcia, bring up the rear.
Hey, Garcia, that's a perfect job for you.
Watch it, Carlos, or I'll bring this M19 right up your...
Knock it off. All right, let's move out.
Well, here it is. The Barnes Detective Agency.
Barn is right. Where are the chickens?
Hey, come on. It's a work in progress.
I don't see the progress. It looks just like your old desk back at the SIS.
I don't know, Horace. I think we need to take it back to Walter Reed. I don't think Nurse Ruth was quite finished with her.
Sounds to me like Kate is back to her old self.
I wish.
What do you mean, I wish? It's like you didn't miss a beat.
You saw what happened at lunch.
Yeah, you still eat like a rabbit.
You mean the waitress?
Yeah, the waitress. She didn't recognize me.
Now, what's so unusual about that? She probably sees hundreds of people each week.
You know, I used to spend a lot of time in Annapolis. I was a regular at that restaurant, and Kay was my favorite waitress. All she had to say was, the usual, and I'd smile, say yes, and how are the kids? Today, she had no idea who I was.
You had a lot of work done, Kate. You can't expect someone who saw you occasionally to recognize you right away.
Right away? How about not at all?
Kate, I know this is upsetting.
Upsetting? Yes, it was upsetting because it starts what I had been dreading. No one knowing me, asking the same questions, the stares, the behind-the-back talking. I'm just not ready for this.
That's why you'll be home for a while. Your niece and nephew have seen photos. They know Aunt Kate looks different. And once you get settled in, we can have friends over gradually.
Like a carnival sideshow.
Now, just a second. Hold the phone. You make it sound like you're a freak. Have you looked in the mirror? Yeah, you're different, but you're still beautiful. Your voice is different, but what comes out of your mouth isn't any different. You're still Kate Hawk, my former partner and my friend. So stop the pity party. Start acting like who you are.
Really? What comes out of my mouth?
Jim is just saying you think and act the same. You just look different doing it, that's all.
Exactly. So what do you think of the place?
It looks like you cleaned out bargain ollies.
And that, my friends, is Kate Hawk.
Seriously, James, how do you expect to draw in clients when the place looks like this?
That's a work in progress.
Progressing to what? A boys' college dorm room?
Well, excuse me, miss everything in its place.
All right, you two, knock it off. At least your personality is still intact.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm just upset from lunch.
Upset? I thought you were just being yourself.
Very funny.
You gotta give Jim a break here. Every time he starts to work on the place, the home office calls on him for something. I plan to help him get everything straight.
It's gonna take more than that, even if this is just going to be a front for your IDF work.
You mean it's gonna take a woman's touch?
No, it's going to take the touch of someone with a sense of style.
Yeah, a woman named Kate.
Possibly.
Now, Kate, you know you've been told to go home and relax.
And do physical therapy? This is just the thing I can do right now.
How about we go home, get settled in, and get a good night's rest? We can hit it in the morning.
All right, but can we stop at the Anne Arundel Mall before coming here? I have some things in mind.
Uh-oh. I have a feeling this place is going to be looking like a Bed Bath & Beyond in no time.
I trust you all slept well.
Jubatans require very little sleep.
And you are sure that Lister is there?
I can only guarantee you that Xandu uses it as a safe house. It lies on the other side of town, at the base of those hills. I am sure that if Lister was here, he would have to hide at night, given he has a million unit price on his head.
My lord, we could use a million units.
For what, Mondu?
Payroll, master. Lister is out there, raising his army with a promise of payroll.
Tell me, you are a former Raid soldier. What would you respond to? A paycheck of set value or the chance to plunder for unlimited riches?
Personally, the latter. But many of these former soldiers have settled in with wives and families. I believe they would just kill Lister and claim the reward.
If anyone kills Lister, it will be me.
Relax, we must first find him. So it is your opinion that he will have difficulty in raising much of an army.
I'm sure that there are several who have not been able to assimilate here. They will be eager to join him, but the ones in Tyrannus would rather collect the reward.
What do you mean when you say the ones in Tyrannus?
Are there more elsewhere?
There are some to the north, scattered in the deep forests of Titan IV. They may join him.
Why are they up there?
These are the ones who either could not assimilate or hardcore holdouts. They still meet as Raid soldiers with attention to rank and uniform.
Then that is where Lister will go. We must stop him.
Can this primitive form of transportation go any faster?
Not safely.
Master, why did we even bother to attack this primitive planet?
Look around, Mondu. What do you see? Piles of dirt, which lead to mines that were rich in uranium. Titan IV became a strategic stronghold for both sides.
And now that the mines have been worked, they have been abandoned, much like Titan IV itself.
Abandoned? Yet you guard them? I find that most curious.
As I have already explained, the current owners do not want squatters on their property. Some do not realize that there is a residual radiation there that could harm them. Now I suggest you put on your disguises. The sun is up, and you may be spotted.
I can't believe you got me in this bucket of bolts. Everything is moving. How does it stay together?
Relax, Sam. It's called a helicopter and it serves our purpose well.
What purpose? To crash, then get chopped to pieces by that big rotating knife over our heads?
Not to worry. It will get us to Terminus in the least conspicuous means. We can fly at treetop level and land in the smallest of open spaces. We'll fly well south of the town as not to be seen.
So, we're going to land south of Terminus? What's there?
An abandoned uranium mine.
Well, that's just great. We're headed for a field of radiation and a death machine. I'll be surprised if there isn't a squad of sharpshooters waiting for us for a little target practice.
I thought you Hollands relished the thought of dying in battle.
Dying in battle, yes. Dying in a flying egg beater, no. What if there's resistance there?
There is a large caliber machine gun in the door. Just slide the door open and man the gun.
Excuse me, did you just say slide the door open while we are flying?
If need be, yes. Don't concern yourself with that now. Is that a rage shuttle at the edge of the woods?
That's exactly what it is.
Hold on. I'm going to do a low altitude recon.
Tyrannus minus a passenger.
That's why I told you to hold on.
What do we do now?
It seems to be abandoned. If they left their shuttle here, then they found another ship.
The Mercury?
No. I don't think Wick would have captured they to leave orbit. If I was to venture a guess, it would be the Ulysses.
Well then, let's go and find out.
Everyone out, now!
What's going on?
No time to explain. Quickly, into this building.
What is the meaning of this, Colonel Zandu?
I thought it was safe here in the daylight.
You see this vehicle coming? It's Lord Zokar.
Wi-Fi?
Excellent! It is time to end this now.
Is this the end of one of Rage's leaders? Will Simon and Sam join the fray? Will Wit and his crew join in? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Escape from Tyrannus.